I knew that Utenko paid from his personal account a lot of money for Google Ads to be visible and to make, let's say, impression that it works. But actually, it was just a way to collect funds for his other business. Micro lending, micro credits. From what I knew, he had debts on his these three companies. He did not pay again the employees, so he did not pay social security. So it's a kind of habit and way to make a business, you know. And then I found out, my lawyers found out that they have changed the name of that director. Surprise, surprise, but they did not even manage to fire me normally. I
Crazy.
had to pay the lawyers to go to the court to terminate my contract to claim for my money. Three loan originators owned by one person, actually. It is fishy for me. Probably, I am so stupid that I did not see the scam.
Welcome back to yet another podcast episode of Rethink Peer-to-Peer. For today's conversation, I invited a very special guest, which is ex-Credon CEO, Julia Wiczewska. Julia, thanks so much for taking the time today and joining the podcast.
Hi, nice to see you.
Julia, we had a conversation before, just going through a couple of questions, because personally, and I think also many other investors are quite curious about what actually happened at Credon back then, since you have been a part of that platform from the end of 2021 until mid 2022. I'm very curious to hear a couple of your insights basically on the platform. And maybe you can start off by just sharing how the contact initiated. So how did you become a part of Credon? Did you apply for the position? Have you been recruited by someone of Credon? How did, you know, this collaboration start between you and Credon?
Thank you for the question. I will try to be specific. I have never applied for the position. This position was offered for me by one of my ex-clients. My ex-clients, meaning that I am the owner and the director of the language school. And the lady had some corporate clients for me, and that's why she knew about my background, some financial, but I had the banking background, and that's why she asked, maybe you could be interested, because it's new, it's internet, it's online, it's connected to finance. I said, yes, okay, let's try. They reached me out, sent me the link as you sent to meet up. We talked. Probably I was naive, but those guys were interested only in my financial background and my Polish passport. So they, when I asked about the particularities of the job, they said, later, we will teach you everything, nothing hard, nothing difficult. As if you have financial background, it's okay. I asked, do you guys want something like blank director just to sign the papers? Just tell me, because it's a responsibility and it's illegal. They said, no, we want the normal manager. We want to develop our business. So let's start. Let's try. What can we do? We negotiated the salary, which was never paid, and which was not big, and but it was never paid. And I started, and all the time something happened. Either a conflict between these two guys.
Maybe we can, who was like, we understand now the contact was initiated through one of your clients from your language school, with
ex-client,
ex-client, With whom did you speak at Credon? Who was like the person you were mostly in contact on Credon's side?
Two guys, Jozas Rupšis and Utenko Volodymyr.
So the both shareholders of the company.
All shareholders and also in all meetings, one lady from Lithuania, Rasa, was participating as the CEO of the mother company of Credon.
Okay, so the contact initiated probably October 2021, because from the documents, the official documents that I can see, you were present or you were appointed as a director, as a CEO of the Credon peer-to-peer platform in Croatia on November 4th. So by then you were part of the company, right?
Yes, before we started to talk and last decade of October, as far as I remember, because at that time I was on rehabilitation in Greece and I was not going to go anywhere and I was not going to work for any company but mine.
And your job within Credon, it seemed to be very unclear what your job is. They said, we're going to do it later. What have you done for Credon in the end?
Yes, you are totally true, correct, and nothing to add. I never got my job description. I did only what the CEO, the director of the company is to do, like to represent, to be responsible, to report to tax authorities, to hire an accountant, to pay the bills, like administrative office, high level red job, nothing. And also I participated in testing of this platform. I asked actually my friends from different countries, Finland, Spain, to try to register, to try to make this face ID. And of course I participated, yes, in business meetings with the suppliers. And of course with some publishers, which promoted the company.
What can you share about, let's say, the internal processes of Credon? What happened behind the scenes? How was the company run? Can you talk about who was part of that team? Now, you said you were in contact with the two shareholders. Rasa, another employee, was there any other people involved in Credon?
IT guys from Credit Online, from Rupšis company, because the platform was tested, and I did not see any one of them, maybe one or two meetings, usually via the platform, like request, bug, let's say, like normal IT testing, IT product testing procedure. Yes. Also, I have contacted with two lawyers from their side, from Lithuanian side. I cannot remember. If you want, I will send in emails and I will tell you the names. Actually, nothing really happened because it was total mess. My attempts to make something like procedures, blah, blah, blah. When they sent me some contracts, pressed me to sign, they said, listen, I have to check, I have to ask the lawyer, because when I came, one of my, I wanted the manager's security insurance. In case I make a mistake, so the insurance company could pay my mistake. But I never got it because nobody was going to pay anything. And I was told that you create bureaucracy. We are a startup. We have to go. So I said, listen, guys, from the very beginning, I have told you that I am a corporate rat with procedures. My former employer, European Bank, had normal structure, normal bureaucracy, because it's money, because it's European Union legislation. Here, nothing. This is what I have to tell you. And actually, I was afraid of doing even a step, because no insurance, everything is like go, run, we will discuss later. Guys, what about the money? Oh, later we will put the funds. Now we have the conflict, now we have this, now we have that. After the war in Ukraine started, and everything became even worse, because it was another excuse not to be honest, not to be clear like this.
Do you know, like, do you have insights to, because there was no public statistics available on Credon, how many funds were transferred through the platform? Was there, like, how many investors have you had? How much money was basically under management? Do you have some insights?
You will be surprised, but such a cool platform had about 2,000 euros, what I saw from bank statement. But as far as I know from the publishers, I will, if you are interested, I will search in my email, that they had got statistics from my email, Credon, julia@credon.com. Maybe it's different, but actually not, it was not more, maybe it was 1,700, like this, peanuts, actually. And 100 was from one friend, the other from the other friend, like, you know, domestic.
And did you ever question, like, why there was a company running that attracted this little amount, and how this was going to end or play out?
Yes, I asked, what is happening, why it is like this, why we are like dead. I knew that Utenko paid from the from his personal account a lot of money for Google Ads to be visible and to make, let's say, impression that it works, but actually it was just a way to collect funds for his other business, micro lending, micro credits, cash credits in Poland. Two of them, or at least one of them, is under bankruptcy procedure. It used to be many months ago. So it had at least one had a recession.
Do you remember if there was an intermediary company that transferred the funds through the loan originators, or is it maybe possible that the funds that arrived on Credon, where you saw only 2,000 euro, that there was maybe a bigger amount, but it was already transferred to other companies?
Until May 2022, only I had the access to the account, and I was pressed all the time that transfer money from the clients to these three pozichka,
the loan originators.
But I said, listen, let's sign the contract. How can we transfer? What will I say to authorities in Croatia? You are creating blah, 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 you are creating bureaucracy. They did not even manage to give me normal data to put in the contract. I asked for tax number, I asked for passport number of the director. It was like Paraskevi, blah, blah, blah. citizen of nobody knows, director, representative of this company, and to like, I have these contracts. I think I have because I have deleted a lot because it's trash, really.
What can you share? What can you share about Huasas Rupsis? How closely was he involved in the management procedures of the company? What was his part of the business, as far as you know?
He was all the time trying to get rid of operations. He did not want to participate because actually it's not his level. My personal impression that, okay, he did a good business in Lithuania, and this he was just curious, and his client bought this software and was somehow involved as a shareholder. He did not want. He wanted to get rid of operations. Okay, he was. He participated, and we had these meetings because at some moment Utenko disappeared, just vanished. I don't know what he was doing. 1 or 2 months, and we had meetings all the time. How can we do? How can we proceed? Either we bankrupt the company. What do we do? Because Josas was not the only one. The other one disappeared. He had, from what I knew, he had debts on his these three companies. He did not pay again the employees. So he did not pay social security. So it's a kind of habit and way to make a business, you know. This is from what I know. So we were meeting all together, me, Rasa, and Josas. And we reached him via his United Kingdom company, this Capital Invest. We had written him a letter to the director that if you don't come for like this meeting in Lithuania, I don't remember, I may check. But finally he appeared, and he came to Josas' office. It was spring, and in May of 2022, we had a talk via Skype, and he tried very nicely. Look, it looked so cute when the guy wants to manipulate psychotherapist. It's really fun. He said, listen, start this talk will not be nice, it will be difficult, it will be unpleasant. I said, okay, it's your choice. Mine will be easy and pleasant. Let's go. So he started to tell me that he's not happy with me as a director. I said, yes, I'm not happy with the company as well. Why should I do something? You don't pay. You don't put the blood funds to make the company growing, because it's like a small child, you know. You have small child, you have to feed. The business is the same. And I said, listen, pay me and I go. He said, no, I want you to stay, but you will start to work. I said, okay, cover the debts. My salary, social contributions, taxes in Croatia, and we proceed. He said, no, let's divide into like tranches, and we will start paying you in May. I said, thank you very much. No, you did not keep your word. You did not pay anything. You did not pay anything, even what you are obliged to pay. So, like this. And then after, what? Ask.
Sorry, go ahead.
And after I was stolen the wallet in Zagreb, I went to the bank. I blocked all the cards and the company card as well. And once I had, I wanted to check something, to pay something via company's money. I tried to enter and I was blocked. And then I found out, my lawyers found out that they have changed the name of that director. Surprise, surprise, but they did not even manage to fire me normally by the law. It's European Union, it's not Africa. I'm sorry, Africa, because Africa, I like Africa. I had to pay the lawyers to go to the court to terminate my contract, to claim for my money. Nobody came to the court, by the way. And they started now the bankruptcy procedure, because I think that the financial authorities of Croatia just blocked the something. Sina, it is called in Croatia.
Mm. Yeah, that happened then in January 2023. Or I think it was March. I will review it. I have the information, the documents.
I have sent you the court decision, and you may find out.
Yeah, and maybe to wrap up the discussion, like with your personal involvement, we see that obviously there was a court decision that there is like seven months salary outstanding, which equals almost 30,000 euro. There was an official court decision. Until today, have you been paid those funds?
Of course no. They did not, and that's why they don't want, and they will not, and that's why they had started the bankruptcy procedure. I have email from my lawyers, brilliant, by the way. I may send you this email where they inform me that the bastards had started bankruptcy procedure, and maybe you know about any assets. So, the story.
That was the end of the story. Now, the three loan originators, I want to get back to them. There was two Polish ones and one from Lithuania. Have you been in contact with those loan originators? Have they, you know, been wondering why no funds came basically through your marketplace? Have you had the impressions those were real companies, or what was the relationship between Credon and its loan originators?
Yes. If you go to state register of legal entities in Poland, you will see that all the three loan originators are connected, all are Polish, Pozyczka, Super Pozyczka, and something else, all are Polish, and all are owned by the same people.
By who? Do you know?
No, it is not Josas. It is Utemko. Two, I think, and I may not be correct, maybe they changed. And the other was at that moment owned by the Russia citizen.
Okay. Have you ever had the impression that Credon was trying to run a serious business, or was it only to collect money and transfer funds somewhere else? Do you feel like if somebody would accuse them of being a scam that tried to collect dump money from investors that never had the intention to run a proper peer-to-peer lending business, would you agree with that statement, or what's your personal view on this?
Difficult question, because I'm not a fortune teller, but it was not from the very beginning, I insisted to be everything by the book. But I was accused of being like too much bureaucratic. I am. And three loan originators owned by one person, actually. He and his lover, girlfriend, I don't know. Three owned by one, and it is fishy for me. And at the beginning, maybe they were going to put some to deal with real projects, with real estate somewhere. And I personally had some nice projects like mobile houses on the seaside. Like, but nobody did this. And you know, 1,700 is not the amount to invest in real estate. So that is the deal. Maybe 2,000. I can be mistaken because I don't remember the figures. But peanuts, because peanuts. And I was contacted. Sorry, I was contacted by one guy whose name is Julius. He found me somewhere and asked me, why don't you pay me overdue 300? I said, listen, I'm not a director already for many months, but if you want, here you are, you may claim, you may email. So it was like this. This is a story. Probably, I am so stupid that I did not see the scam. But Jozas looked serious, and Lithuania is a small country, and I don't think that with such a reputation and such name, he worked for his whole life, he would go this shit, you know, because it's not the amount for him, understand? But at the same time, they came to Croatia because Croatia does not have a proper legislation.
Okay, thank you very much, Julia. Those were a lot of valuable insights, I think, for many investors to get a better understanding about the happenings surrounding Credon. Any last words, comments from your side, something you still want to mention about this? Otherwise, we could wrap up then the interview.
I thank you for the interview. It was really important to make people aware what is happening. Maybe I made it more clear. For more info, if you want something in written documents, my documents, co-decisions, everything, I may send you easily. Just because I want people to know who is who. Like.
Yeah, they can reach out to you directly. It will be linked in my on my blog below this video. But I can also already share that I personally will also publish an extensive Credon analysis with plenty of documents linked, also from Julia, which she provided for me. So you know where to go to find all the documents. If not, feel free to reach out and also to Julia directly if you want to. Okay, Julia, thank you very much for taking the time answering the questions. I know it's maybe not the easiest conversation you ever had, but thanks for opening up the eyes for many investors on what happened behind the scenes at Credon.